It stands to reason that Russia would want to expand its range of diplomatic and economic contacts, and certainly the recent memorandum of understanding signed between the parliamentarians and Russia and Fiji is an indication of this, because this goes beyond the simple transfer of economic aid. This now foresees parliamentary delegation exchanges, so we're getting to see the makings of a political interface between the two countries. And of course, whenever these sort of deals are signed, it involves a diplomatic quid pro quo. We can be pretty much assured now that as Fiji and Russia strengthen their bilateral ties, Fiji and Russia will see more eye to eye on international issues in general, and that will have a very direct impact on the way they vote in the United Nations.
And yet Australia and New Zealand don't seem to be terribly fussed about this. John Key said when Prime Minister Bainimarama was in New Zealand recently that it's reasonable that Fiji has an active military involved in world peacekeeping and so has these kind of dealings. Australia and New Zealand don't seem to be terribly fussed about this.
Well, there's not much they can do. They lost most of their leverage with their response to not only the 2006 coup, but the reneging on the redemocratization effort in 2009. And that was replaced, or they were replaced, as the primary interlocutors for Fiji in the South Pacific with the Look North policy, which Fiji used to expand its range of diplomatic contacts, specifically China, now Russia, but also India, which of course has historical ties to the island nation. So they're really not in a position to get confrontational about this. So my view is that they're trying to adopt a softly approach. Don't make matters worse by questioning the decision-making of the Fijians when it comes to this expanded list of diplomatic ties. Try to engage in quiet diplomacy multilaterally rather than bilaterally, and hope that they will be able to, in some way, to counterbalance the inroads that have been made by the Chinese and the Russians in Fiji, but also further afield. We have to understand that the strategy from the Chinese and Russian viewpoint with regards to Fiji is part of a larger approach towards the South Pacific, using so-called checkbook diplomacy to curry favor with smaller island states. And it's not just the Chinese who do it, although they're well known for doing it, but the Russians have done this as well, have done it as recently as sending money to places like Nauru in exchange for favorable votes with regards to the annexation of Crimea in the UN. So we'll be seeing more of this rather than less of this, and because they have very little leverage, Fiji's traditional diplomatic partners or patrons, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, have to tread carefully rather than exacerbate the situation through confrontation.
If they are treading carefully, let me rephrase this. There is some concern, obviously, about this in Australia and New Zealand, as you said, wider afield, United States, maybe Britain and France as well. Could this have had anything to do with the recent decision to bring the two major French territories in the Pacific, New Caledonia and French Polynesia, into the Pacific Islands Forum? Is there a conscious rebalancing going on behind the scenes here?
I think so. I don't think that will be mentioned publicly as being one of the dominant reasons, but I believe so. I think that, there is an irony here, because the Pacific Island Forum originated as an anti-colonial forum, and yet now we have one of the great colonial powers in the Pacific, France, de facto represented through Vanuatu and New Caledonia, because as many people know, France represents those island states diplomatically as well as militarily. We have to remember, France has a very strong strategic presence in the South Pacific. It has 8,000 troops in New Caledonia, that is the French Pacific Army, and the French Pacific Fleet is home-ported in Tahiti. So they have strategic interests. Those strategic interests are more attuned to those of the other Western countries rather than the Chinese and the Russians. So it seems to me that the admission of New Caledonia and Vanuatu as full PIF members is a way of getting, if you will, France in the back door, and also counterweighs the Fijian emphasis on the Melanesian Spearhead Group, which is the counter to the PIF instigated by the Fijians. And in the instigation of the creation of the Melanesian Spearhead Group, that was a direct challenge to the French, because New Caledonia and Vanuatu are both Melanesian countries and are part of the MSG now. So there's a bigger play going on involving great powers further afield, and Fiji is the epicenter of that play.